USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Just days before Easter, the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris suffers significant damage from a fire, possibly sparked by renovations. In New York, Cardinal Timothy Dolan.
To see that reduced to ashes, my oh my, I remember our song, From the Ashes, We Rise Up. We had Ash Wednesday. We want to rise up with Jesus at Easter, and I believe that there'll be some rising from this dying.
The spire is lost, but the main structure of the cathedral has been saved, and the two iconic main towers have been saved as well. The French president has promised to rebuild the landmark cathedral and says he is seeking international help. The Mueller report will be released Thursday by the Justice Department. President Donald Trump issued several tweets Monday saying the findings have already ruled no collusion, no obstruction. Trump saying in one tweet the crimes were committed by crooked Hillary, the DNC, dirty cops, and others. Investigate the investigators. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy had former Marine and fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, roncoreyauthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
In Minnesota Monday, President Trump again expressed his disgust with the nation's immigration and asylum laws.
Asylum is a ridiculous situation. People come in, they read a line from a lawyer that a lawyer hands them out online. You look at some of these people, you want protection from them. And they're saying, we need protection from our country. In the meantime, they're carrying their country's flag, thousands, 2,000 miles walking up the journey.
President Trump played up the benefits of his tax cuts on Monday's tax filing day in a state where he's aiming to turn a narrow defeat in the 2016 presidential race into a victory in his re-election bid next year. President Trump has his first Republican challenger for the 2020 race. In announcing his candidacy Monday, former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld also called for the release of the special counsel's report on the Russia investigation.
I think the whole report should be made public so that everybody can see it, not just two committees of Congress, but the American public can see it. They paid for it.
Weld served two terms as the governor of Massachusetts in the early 1990s. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The House is moving forward in their efforts to obtain President Trump's tax returns. More from USA's Wendy King.
With his original deadline for the IRS to turn over President Trump's tax returns now passed without compliance, House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Richard Neal is upping the demand on Capitol Hill. In the latest letter, Neal relied heavily on case law, citing that he believed that the Democrats have a clear objective. He said that they believe they are fully within their rights to get the president's tax returns. He also said the committee has set another hard deadline for the IRS to meet, April 23rd by 5 p.m.
The Supreme Court is again rejecting a gay death row inmate's appeal that claims jurors in South Dakota were biased against him because of his sexual orientation. The justice did not comment on Monday in leaving in place the death sentence for Charles Rhines. Rhines was convicted of the stabbing death of a donut shop employee in Rapid City, South Dakota in 1992. In the closest finish in the men's race since 1988 at the Boston Marathon.
One last lunge. What's left in your soul? It's going to be Chirono takes it.
It was his first time at the Boston Marathon. Chirono held off two-time champion Lalisa Dacia of Ethiopia to clip the finish line tape in 2 hours, 7 minutes, and 57 seconds. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.